Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Well, apparently President Barack Obama wants Michael Vick to slide. Will the veteran quarterback listen? After the team's first practice here at Lehigh University on Thursday, Vick answered the question.
President of the United States says slide. I'm sliding. Trust me. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's great. You know, I mean, it goes to show that, you know, you recognize. And, you know, you just got to continue to keep doing what I've been doing. You know, put this football team in the best situation possible. And, you know, just go out and compete each and every weekend and try to have fun and enjoy it. I've been blessed to play this game. You know, I thank God each and every morning I wake up, you know, for all the opportunities that I have. And, you know, we all are blessed to be here.
Mike, it's a two-way street. You got any advice for him?
Nah, we'll try to convert him over to Eagles fans, see if we can make him Eagles fan after this season.
When the Eagles first acquired two-time All-Pro linebacker D'Amico Ryans, he was not only expected to make an impact on the field, but in the locker room as well. Well, now that the team is here for training camp at Lehigh University, has it sunk in for Ryans how important he's going to be to the team's 2012 success?
I'm just focused on my job. First and foremost, my job is to make sure everybody's lined up properly, make sure I have my assignments down, make sure I'm correct on what I'm supposed to do, and be able to make plays. That's my job. And then everything else, it'll fall in place as we continue to go along.
The tight end position has been under the microscope here at Lehigh University. The team worked out veteran Vicente Shianco back on Tuesday. He signed with the New England Patriots. The team also reportedly showed some interest in another veteran in Jeremy Shockey. At practice on Thursday, Brent Celek left the workout early due to a mild knee sprain. It is unknown how long he'll be out. Backup Clay Harbor will take the first team reps in his absence. After practice, Harbor was asked about the Eagles' interest in the veteran tight ends. He was not fazed by it one bit.
Just trying to improve positions. I mean, you look around the offense, we got great players at every position, and you know, you want to, you know, if there's anywhere they can improve or push somebody to be a better player, I mean, that's what you want to do. You don't take anything personal. They bring a guy in, you know, seasoned veteran like Shianco into, you know, just makes you better. Last year, you know, Donald Lee came in. We've had, you know, plenty of, you know, veteran guys in here, and he just pushes you, makes you a better player, and, you know, helps you to improve.
Now that the full team practice is underway, every day during the Eagles Report, we're going to try to bring you the play of the day here from Lehigh University. To kick things off, cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah had this pass breakup, which afterwards got his defensive teammates a little riled up. Certainly, it's great to see the camaraderie coming out early in camp. The first full team practices that are open to the fans begin on Friday here at Lehigh University. If you're not able to join us in Bethlehem, make sure to catch the live practice footage beginning at 2 p.m. on Training Camp Live. Reporting from Lehigh University, the site of Eagles training camp for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, I'm Chris McPherson. Have a great Eagles night.